pleasure to be back on the air again.
And almost Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Morning, guys. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. How are we all?
Hey.
Yeah,
it's
good.
The weekend finally here.
Woohoo.
How are we, guys? Good night, Jade.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Ready to go for the weekend. I've got all my friends coming around today. So, well, two people coming today and then four tomorrow. So, it'll be busy weekend, but great. Can't wait.
Oh, how good. Six people over too many.
Too many. I think it's great.
Oh, at least your second bathroom will get used.
Well, definitely.
That's exciting. Like, because it rarely gets used, the second bathroom. It's a little bit sad, isn't it?
I use it all the time.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, his is outside, so you work a lot outside, so it's handy, I'm guessing, right?
Like, the toilet I use every day. And then, like, if we're going out or something, two showers, perfect.
When I don't feel sorry for your second bathroom.
But when you're taking a number two.
What do you mean?
Like, Emmy's like, get outside!
No, none of that.
Oh, good.
It's just because I'm outside already.
I think that's what a second toilet really is used for.
I miss the outhouses.
Really?
Go back to the 1890s.
No, there was a really cute... So, Wimpin and I were looking for a house, right? We looked at this one on Albert Street in Wickham.
Yeah.
And it had one of those traditional outhouses still made out of brick out the back. And the toilet was in there, and I checked it to see if it flushed at the open home. I thought it was really sweet. Like it was still a modern toilet, but it just looked very charming in the backyard.
It's the middle of winter, Jade.
If you've got no inside toilet, terrible.
Yeah, that is true. But, guys, something that isn't terrible to a lot of people over in Mexico is this woman. She's an OnlyFans model. She's very beautiful. But she's now become a politician, and she's promising free breast enlargements if she's elected. So we have to talk about this. Because there's some big promises.
Rarely do we get politics chat on this show. It's time for that.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And this woman is changing politics, I reckon, for the entire world, guys. Her name is Raquel Pino. And she's gunning for Mexico's Chamber of Deputies. And she's promised to give women... breast enhancements for free if she gets elected.
That's like a pretty...
So what, like any woman can walk in to the plastic surgeon and say, give me bigger boobs.
Well, we're assuming that. I'm just going to go with yes, because they haven't actually released the full details...
Of the policy.
Of the policy.
Right.
But she's basically saying... So this is what it goes into say. Miss Pino, who also goes by the name La Grosera, which means the rude one in Spanish, has been slogging out a bunch of catchy campaign slogans like, give your mum tits with me, your vote counts for two, and because a woman with tits is an empowered woman. Now, she's also posted photos of her topless and pregnant to show her solidarity to working mums around the country. So she's really putting herself out there, and she's running with the Progressive Social Networks Party, which only launched last year, and she has her eyes set on becoming a federal deputy for the state of Sonora when Mexicans head to the polling stations this weekend. So it's going to be interesting to see how she goes.
Well, she's making news even in Australia.
Yeah.
I cannot remember the last time I spoke about Mexican politics.
Do you know what? That has to be the dumbest campaign promise I think I've ever heard in my entire life, as if that's going to happen.
Well, it also actually, it does go into say too that you can reduce your breast size as well if you choose to. So she's basically...
Oh, covered all bases.
She has.
You want to go up, you want to go down. It's up to you.
Well, it's sort of good in a way.
How about staying natural? And being, you know, yourself.
No,
it's
no.
It's not an option in Mexico, it seems.
Well, like, the more I think about it, right? Like,
sorry, what was the party called?
It's called the Progressive Social Networks Party. But I'm just saying, as a woman, hearing that whether you can have breast implants or you can reduce your breast size, I'm on the larger side. if I could drop a couple and not have to pay for it, or if there was a scheme in place by the government, I'd probably take advantage of it.
What makes me sick about hearing stories like this? Mexico is a third world / developing country, and there's a politician there promising that. How about you feed your people first?
Well, that's a really good point. But, Jade, if you're saying if it was free, covered under Medicare, you'd definitely do it, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I know my mum did.
Yeah.
And it was great. Like, she, because she did it because it was like, my mum's quite short, like, she's a little bit shorter than me, so,
yeah.
And she had really big breasts, obviously, get it from my mum, huh? But basically, after having kids and all that sort of thing, she had really bad back problems because their boobs are so heavy.
How many different ways can Jade say she's got huge breasts without saying, actually saying it? We get it.
But it's a health issue.
Well,
so,
yeah.
Like,
one then had to get a breast reduction as
yeah,
well.
There you go.
Yeah,
so it's sort of good. Like, once we sort of get over the fact that it sounds shocking, she'd have my vote.
There you go. Jade says yes to the progressive social network party.
Party, yeah.
What's next? Free nose jobs as well?
Yeah. Well, that's in Lebanon. That's what they do that over there.
Oh, free nose jobs.
Well, not free, but it's like the nose job capital of the world.
Wow, in Lebanon?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
We're learning heaps this morning.
We sure
aren't we?
Are. Lads versus lasses up next, guys. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. We need one guy and one girl. This is a competition that runs all year. For the winner today, we have a double pass to this weekend's game. The Knights taking on the Eels at home,
cracking.
Guys. Leaderboard check right now. The lads are on 40. The lasses on 39.
Oh, it's close. It's close.
If you want to play 13 10 09, we'll take your calls next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
Oh, yes, it's Friday edition, guys. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes, guys versus girls. The lads are still leading, 40 gold stars on the tally board versus 39. For the lasses, the superior sex reigns supreme.
Oh, please.
Yet again, no one offer today. We have a double to this weekend's game. The Knights second on the Eels at home, guys.
All right, we're going to Shane this morning. He's from Cameron Park. He loves his footy. He's a huge Knights fan. And skydiving is the wildest thing he has ever done. Shane, were you worried you were going to have a heart attack when you jumped out of the plane?
Shane's gone.
Oh, no.
That's all right. Let's
go to Merrin.
Hey, Merrin. She's from Denman and works on a horse stud. And it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You're very welcome. Look, in a weird way, I hope you win so you win yourself a little birthday gift, all right? Fingers crossed.
I love Denman, by the way. I used to go get my hair done out there.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I think it's Wishes at Denman. I don't know if they're still there, but it was a really nice place.
You get yourself a free haircut this weekend.
No, it's too far for me to drive now, but it was cool.
It's a good part of the world. All right, let's get into your questions. Number one, what does the brand Young Henry's make?
Close.
No, it's beer, unfortunately. That's all right. Question two for you. Which is thicker, a regular axe or a splitter?
A splitter.
That is correct.
Oh,
one on the board.
I never would have got that.
You probably.
Good job.
Do you have a wood fire at your place?
No, I don't.
But you just know your axes. All right.
That's also very concerning.
All right. Question number three. Now, this one's multiple choice, all right?
Yep.
Which will pay you the most money at the scrapyard? Is it A, a kilo of copper pipes, B, a kilo of aluminium door frames, or C, a kilo of stainless steel sink parts?
Definitely copper.
Yes! That is correct. Two on the board. Well done.
What a woman.
Okay, Shane has dropped out, so we need a replacement lad if you want to take on Merrin. 13-10-09. We'll put 10 seconds on the board. Otherwise, Merrin is walking away with these football tickets. 10.
Let Merrin go. I hear you got kids in the background there.
7.
Yes.
6.
Yes.
Come
five,
on, early.
Yeah.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
You
good
win,
job, Merrin. Well
win.
Deserved.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthdays. You watch, they all start ringing now.
I know, right?
It's crazy.
It's just how it is. But
good
you
stuff.
Win.
Good stuff. Friday, there we go. Evened up the tally board, though. 40 gold stars apiece. Monday is a fresh new vibe, guys.
That
fresh
is.
New vibe.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
I've just been going on a rampage for the last half an hour looking for my stolen headphones. I did find them.
Where were they?
In my bag.
Maddie,
apologies
Maddie.
For the
outbursts at for 6 o'clock.
My colleague's grubs at the start of the show. It keeps happening, though. It has happened to me in the past, so I'm super on edge about it. Yeah, as soon as they go missing, I'm like, who's taken them this time?
That's like I remember years ago, my dad.
I need to chill out, man.
Who has, where is my torch? He was looking for his torch. This is on the farm, because you always need one going around at night when you need to do stuff. It was in his hand with a bunch of other things, and my friend was with me. We just started laughing. He was thinking we'd were playing a joke on him or something. It was literally tucked under his arm.
Do you know what that's called? The man look. It's a thing. Yous do it. And Ben does it all the time.
We all know an overreactor.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
At least you admitted it. It was a roller coaster of 40 minutes, but guys, one guy I think probably had a bad day, probably a little bit worse than you. So he went to Vegas celebrating the Memorial weekend that they've just had.
Yeah.
And, obviously we've all seen the movies, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But this definitely was not, because his mate racked up a bar bill of $11,250. I did the conversion. Oh. That is an insane amount of money spent on grog.
That's crazy.
Well, so what does it convert to?
So it was
AUD.
Yep. So it was $8,600.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. $8,600. And yeah, it converted to $11,250.
Oh my God. So expensive. Because when you're on holiday, you usually set out with an amount of money in your mind that you want to spend no more than that.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it just gets out of control.
He's having too good a time.
Well, yeah, especially in Vegas.
This guy was buying bottles of tequila and vodka. He spent $1,000 on a bottle of vodka. I didn't even know he could get vodka that expensive.
Well, that's unnecessary, isn't it?
But in Vegas, it's so, from what I've heard, it's so easy. They just offer it to you.
Yeah.
Do
you want a bottle?
It's like when you go over, I went over to Thailand a few years ago, and you think in your mind, it's cheap drinks, buy. But it's so easy to, get the tally rolling.
Yeah.
You know?
A few $100. And you didn't even think about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Jeepers, man.
Holiday blowouts.
It's a thing. 13 10 09. How big was the holiday blowout? We want to know your big bill stories on the
nice
bar.
One.
Or at the restaurant.
Yeah,
foodies
anyway.
Go large.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll do it after Amy Shark. I said hi. 13 10 09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
How big was the holiday blowout, guys?
Yeah, this is all because some guy went and partied in Vegas over the weekend for Memorial Day, which is huge over there. And he racked up a bill of $11,250. That is insane.
It does happen. I remember one of my old housemates years ago, he got really sheepish when we asked about how much he spent on a 4-day cruise.
Mm.
He'd just gone with some mates.
Yeah.
He just wouldn't tell us. I'm like, come on, man, tell us. And then one day he left the bill out. It was 10 pages long.
Oh, no.
And it was over $6,000.
Oh.
And that $6,000 was after he'd actually had some gambling wins of almost $2,000. So it was probably closer to $8,000.
That's insane.
Huge, huge money. It was just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of items.
I would feel so guilty if I spent that much money on alcohol.
Well, yeah, he just spent it on everything. Obviously, had a really good time.
You know what, though? Honestly, I don't, like, have any, like, major memories of me blowing out on holidays. But, yeah, like, each weekend, every time you go out, right, there's always a surprise the next day with me.
Yeah, like, where did that money go?
How did I spend $250 on drinks last night?
It's so easy. It adds up, hey. Yeah.
So does.
Yeah. Right. Oh, we get screwed here in Australia with alcohol prices.
Right? Very expensive.
That's why you get the $5 whispers, Jade.
Yeah, well, that is true. That's my budget. Even cheaper at Aldi. How big was the blowout, Belinda?
Yeah, I was in Thailand. I went to a fancy expat restaurant and had jumbo prawns.
Yeah.
And they worked out at $80 a prawn.
No. So how many prawns do you reckon you picked out on?
I had four.
So $320 for just four prawns.
Prawns, that's correct. How big, when you say jumbo, I'm thinking like the size of a croissant. Can you get prawns that big, or are they sort of, were they that big?
No, in between. Well, no. That was like a large green prawn, but not a lobster.
How disappointing. You got ripped off, my friend.
I know, I was gutted.
Because you see the baht and you think everything's cheap in Thailand. Yeah, I have four prawns.
Prawns, yeah.
You know, Belinda, you were better off going to like the local fish market and buying like 3 kilos of tiger prawns or something.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I think they were more devastated. I didn't eat the head and left it.
Oh, I feel sorry for you. That's devastating.
Yeah. $320 in Thailand for four prawns.
For four prawns.
That's unheard of.
That's like a massive stack of notes. Like, it's a physical weight to hand over the money to pay.
Belinda, were you dining with the Thai king?
No, my brother who lives in Thailand. I think I got stitched up.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Stop the reason!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Oh, producer Jackson always brings it. And Kim Kardashian, she's got a new project out. What's going on there?
So she just dropped the trailer, which, okay, interestingly enough, she doesn't appear at all in it, but this is it.
When all hope seems lost.
Let's get out of here!
When heroes are needed more than ever. Our fate is in their paws.
A dog?
Actually, sir, I'm a puppy.
Paw Patrol is on a roll.
Of course, she was teasing that earlier this year. She's in the new Paw Patrol. She plays the new poodle that they're adding to the...
Oh my God.
Sounds
Jackson.
Like, honestly, when I heard that, I was like, oh, is she in the new Fast and the Furious movie? I didn't see that.
That's so cool.
This is where I wish I had kids.
Yeah.
Well, you can watch it.
Yeah, you can go buy tickets to that.
Maybe. So
I mean, embarrassing, at least but you can.
At least she can say she's a voice actor now, right?
Yeah, that's true. This all comes out as she's being criticised, because I don't know if you heard about the fact that she celebrated her 40th birthday on a private island and everyone was, like, really mad that she went there during the pandemic. Well,
that's
it's been
right.
Revealed on the TV show that she actually caught COVID.
I thought that making this decision to stick with law school was going to be hard and to do this test. But I had no idea that I was going to get COVID. I'm feeling extremely achy, so bad, like the worst back pain. I'm so tired. I have 104 fever. I don't know how I'm going to do this.
She also failed the baby bar, which is for the lawyers over there. So,
not ideal. But look, I don't think I've ever heard anyone describe COVID as icky as well.
Yeah,
it just feels
icky.
Like, feels like a little bit of an undersell as to how bad the situation can get.
You know what? I actually was reading an article because it did drop that she failed the bar the other day, and I was reading the comments on it, and I was expecting her to cop a lot of flack for it, but surprisingly. It actually was the opposite way, and a lot of people were supporting her, saying, don't worry, everyone basically fails the bar the first time over there. It's actually a small percentage of people who pass it straight off the bat.
Well, apparently the baby bar is much more difficult than the actual bar exam.
Mm.
That's to, like, prepare you, right?
Yeah, to get you ready, and then you take the bar exam, and then you become a lawyer.
Well, a lot of people, obviously, that are studying to become a lawyer, that's their main focus. She's got a million and one different things going on. So, I mean, I'm sure she'll get it.
Yeah, I think she will.
Sorry, they're saying that she's going to make a run for presidency one day?
No, that shouldn't happen.
Well, I think that would be fantastic.
I don't know. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, she's probably more qualified than some people who have done it. She's a lawyer.
Like Donald Trump.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, yeah. Like him. But at least she's trying to do good things with her platform.
Plus, you know what? Get a reality show out of it as well, which is cool.
Stay as a reality star. Don't run for politics. It's just no.
I don't think so. I don't think we should judge her on that.
Let's argue over Kim Kardashian's one day hope to become president.
Becoming president.
Very quickly, Seth Meyers. He, you might know him. I don't know if you know him, actually. He's that TV host over in the United States.
Yeah, of course.
He's opened up about him meeting Beyonce. It was kind of awkward.
My wife and I were weaving through the crowd. You never think of, like, famous people going like this. Excuse me. but it was so densely packed. You know, my face came like this close to Beyonce. And our eyes met, and I just was like, pretty cool party, right? And she said, yeah. And then we just kept going. Like, the momentum took us away. And my wife said, wow, you really killed that interaction.
If you get the opportunity to shoot your shot, you don't want it to go that way, do you?
Well, what are you supposed to say? Pretty cool parties, like, I'd guess a go-to.
I don't know, maybe, hey,
if
you're
inches from someone's face, no, that's too suck-up.
Maybe a conversation starter, like, hey, how's your night been, rather than, like, cool party.
Like a close-ended question.
I know. There's nothing else that person can say except yeah. Right, there's no follow-up.
Just catch at the bar later.
Probably not.
Not even that.
Jade.
You're at a party.
You haven't been to a party in a long time.
No, I wouldn't actually be there.
See you at the bar later. And this time up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie,
Crevo.
Hello,
alright,
keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Heading over to a small town in Michigan, guys, right now, and there's a neighborhood feud making news. I've got to tell you about this, right? Two farms, the guys not getting on, dispute over property lines, right? And this happens a lot, especially with farmers and land. Like, I know you, Crevo, your family own a farm.
Yeah, a small
Are there
farm.
Ever any disputes, or have there ever been with, like, the neighbouring properties as to whose land is what?
Not like with my parents, but I do know in the same valley, there's two neighbours that have, like, fought over a fence line.
Yeah.
Because when you put in a fence, very, very expensive, especially if it's, like, a few hundred metres, you're talking into the tens of thousands of dollars, right?
Yeah. Crazy.
And the fence was put in by one neighbor without, like, talking to the other one. Turns out it's not in the right spot by about a meter. Now, over a few hundred meters, that's quite a lot of land that builds up.
Yeah, true.
Absolutely.
So, of course, it's kicked off between them.
Well, the guy that's sort of making a big deal about this has pretty much got poo in his backyard, because the neighbor has gotten back in a pretty horrific
revenge
way. Check this
right
out. Yeah, listen to this.
It's just cow poop smell.
Well, you might expect to smell a little cow poop, especially if you live on a farm in Lodi Township near Ann Arbor. And on Tuesday, the hottest day of the year, about 80 degrees.
It's bad.
But the cow poop is not really coming from the cows. Well, it is. But it's also coming from this.
It's just a shit pile over there.
Well, we'll just call it a poop wall. A 250-foot long poop wall. That's really close to the house.
It probably sold, like, it has some cultural or agricultural benefit.
Well, not really. See, the poop wall is really all part of a family feud.
They normally spread it on the field, but decided to make a fence out of it.
Wayne, where does all this poop come from?
Comes from the cows.
He's built a poo wall made out of cow manure to stop this feud happening. Mate, you're not going to move the poo. This is the land. That's what you own. Move the poo, the land is yours.
No one's going to move that. I mean, looking at the pictures, it's actually like as tall almost as you or me.
It looks like Nobby's breakaw.
That's a lot of effort, isn't it?
Cow poo.
No thanks.
It's a huge effort. I mean, and
just give the land over, right?
Like, I know, neighbor disputes can get out of hand, right?
Well, it's ruining the whole like neighborhood's experience of just living every day. At 13:10:09 this morning, they were asking you, how did you spite the neighbor, or how did the neighbor spite you?
Oh, it happens a lot.
It does get nasty. It does get nasty.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
This morning, how did the neighbor spite you guys? Yeah, over in Michigan, a land dispute has ended in one of the neighbors building a 250-foot wall between their land made of cow manure. Now, this is really petty. Lots of hard work has gone into this, but man, you've got a clap for the commitment.
Yeah. I mean, it's a next level commitment. I think I've got a bigger neighbor spite story though that I've just remembered from my parents' farm actually. So their farm is at the end of a small valley, which means you have to drive through another farm to get there, right? The people before the current neighbors, which are awesome, they owned the place for quite a while, and this road, right, that goes through their property, it's like 3 kilometres, right? That you have to drive through their property.
Yeah. To get to your parents' place.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. Right. So it's quite a long dirt road, and they were upset at their, like, they believe my parents were driving too fast on this road, even though it's their road, right? They own the road. My parents own the road.
But it goes through their property.
Yeah.
So how does that work, though?
It's just it's like a right of way, right? It's totally legal. Anyway, they actually got like a bulldozer and built speed humps on the road without any right to do that to slow my parents down.
That's a bit.
They got a bulldozer in and built speed bumps all along it.
So what did your parents do?
Well, they've had to go out there and dig them smooth again with a shovel.
What a waste of time. Yeah. So this is when it gets out of hand. Well, my grandparents growing up, the Jenkins family, I've just remembered this as well, next door, they had the biggest and longest running neighborhood war of all time. Even to this day, this was like 25 years ago, they see each other at the shopping center, live in different like places now, but it's like two enemies, like arch enemies, like that spot each other from across the shopping center and the eyes sort of narrow towards one another. These guys used to like do like wheel it like
donuts
in their car in our like my nan's front lawn.
Oh my god!
Fish heads involved, things thrown over the fence.
That's
like
disgusting.
Really disgusting.
The Jenkins.
The
never
Jenkins.
Forgive, never forget.
It's funny you know someone really has a vendetta when they go use their surname and go the Brown,
the bloody Jenkins. And then like my nan, every time I'm with her and we see Mrs. Jenkins, the old woman, she's literally like an old lady on a walking frame. It's like, oh, that bitch.
Leave her alone. She's 100. Guys, look, all this week we've been giving away tickets to a whale watching cruise with Nova Cruises, right? They do a great service every year when the season is here. And if you're wanting to book your own, you can check them out online, Nova Cruises. But we're giving some away and we're going to run the same competition as yesterday.
Yes.
We're looking for your best whale sound.
Really?
Seal or sea bird.
Yeah, or dolphin.
Or dolphin. 13:10:09.
What they sound like.
Jackson is going to be the judge. If you want to crack at this, you can win a family pass with Nova Cruises to check out the whales this season.
You know what? There's just no resistance from me anymore because you know when you just get beat down enough that you just sort of accept.
It was originally your idea.
Your idea.
No, yeah, like 3 years ago, and like as a one-off
Guys,
game.
I know the best game. Everyone calls for it.
It's true.
We've come a long way since then. You're dragging us right back.
Phones are running hot. We need two competitors for this, and Jackson will be the judge. Who is the best at making these ocean-based animal sounds?
7:18 at New FM.
It's Flipper.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Newcastle's ultimate cruising experience. Novacruises.com.au. Win with New FM.
Yeah, of course, Nova Cruises, they do a great job at what they do. Every season when the, you know, the whales are out and about, you can go and catch a cruise with them. And you can buy your own tickets, of course, at any time just by heading to their website, which is novacruises.com.au, or you can win them right now with us. Let's try and do this. The way we're doing it is we're basically asking you to do your best impressions, noise-wise, of ocean-based animals. We're talking whales. We're talking dolphins. We're talking seabirds.
It's that easy, right?
That it is.
All right. We're going to go to Renee. Hello.
Hello. How you going?
Good, thank you. So have you ever been on a whale-watching cruise before?
Oh, years ago when the kids were little. Yep.
How old are they now?
I've got a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old.
Oh.
28 and 26.
Oh, geez. Oh, they get big.
A lot of time gaps in between there, Renee.
Real big gaps.
Like, what?
Yeah, what's cool. What's the same man? What was I thinking?
You know what? The break is coming, Renee. It is.
One day.
Okay. Another few years, they'll be out the door.
They'll all be out of home. Do you miss having them all under the same roof?
I've got the two 16 and 17 year olds at home. Now it's good because
she
then I don't
is
have
fine.
To. Yeah, it's heaps better. Yeah.
Do all the work.
There's so many sandwiches to make.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. What sound effect are you going to do?
Okay, I'm going to do a whale.
Okay, sweet.
And I might even try a dolphin.
Oh, two for the price.
Okay, cool. I like this.
Crack on.
Yes. Okay.
I've been here practicing while I've been waiting. So okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is a whale. That's when it goes.
Kind of sounded like somebody was attacking you.
Or a lamb. Do you need to call anyone?
I heard a lamb. Let's hear your dolphin now.
Okay, dolphin.
I've got to be honest.
Oh, well
sounds
done.
A bit like a diesel generator starting.
Points for trying, Renee.
That's all right.
All right, stay on the line.
I've got a real dolphin sound effect in.
Like that.
It's Jackson who you have to convince.
Jason, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jason.
Hey,
what have you got for us, mate?
I've got a whale.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Okay. He's trying to find Nemo.
Too bad for a whale.
Whales can't form sentences, Jason.
I know,
Jason.
So
Sorry.
Many talking whales. That's the second one we've had this week. Let's go to Belinda.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. What's your animal?
It's a whale.
Let's hear
All
it.
All right.
All right, I'm going to try and do a forceful whale sound.
Forceful?
Oh.
Forceful, yes. Oh. I'm going to try.
All right.
I mean, that sounded like someone doing a really big
flip of the dolphin. I don't know if he likes that one. I don't know. Who's the winner?
Oh, we got another one? Yeah, Producer Jackson?
That sounds like we need to send out emergency services. I'm going to go with Renee.
Okay. Renee, the first one. Renee, you win.
Well done. Congratulations.
Good job.
Renee's like, give me the tickets. I have nothing else to add. Goodbye.
What do you think, Flipper? Did you like Renee? Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, sure.
Brilliant.
Right, yeah, good. There we go, guys. Whale tickets done.
Done and dusted.
All thanks to Nova Cruises.
We really limped to the end with our game choices this week, didn't we?
Newcastle's ultimate cruising experience, novacruises.com.au.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Amy Shark is not only a talented singer-songwriter. Everybody, right for you. But she's also now doing her bit to protect the ocean predators she shares her name with.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Amy Shark.
Yeah, so many people registered overnight. Very simple. We have two front row doubles to go and see Amy Shark live here in Newcastle for her Cry Forever tour. It's going to be fantastic, guys. Now, basically, all you need to do is if you have registered this morning, answer your phone when we call with give me front row tickets to Amy Shark, right, Crevo?
Yeah, if you just say hello or good morning.
No tickets.
You get nothing.
Bow, bow.
That's right.
Should we call our first one this morning?
Yes.
Let's do it. Calling Danielle.
All right. Oh, good luck. Let's see if she answers correctly. Four rings.
What is the exact wording again?
Give me front row tickets to Amy Sharp.
Okay. That doesn't sound... It sounds like a fat.
I think that's a broken phone, all right?
That's no for Danielle. No for off Danielle. The list. Sorry, Danielle.
Bye, Danielle.
Let's try Mark, shall we?
Okay. Right, let's try Mark. Next one. See if he answers correctly. Four rings. One. Two. Three.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, unlucky, man.
You needed to, it's
the Novos. You're live.
You're live on the air, and you needed to answer the phone with, give me front row tickets to Amy Shark. But you didn't.
Give me front row tickets to Amy Shark.
No good, Mark.
Sorry. Too late, man.
Sorry, man. You got it wrong.
Sorry, Mark.
Oh, well, you get nothing.
Do we move on or do we keep going?
I reckon that's it for now. Yeah, like we'll do some more later.
Yeah, throughout the show, we're going to keep trying to call people.
Remember, if you registered, answer your phone with give me front row tickets to Amy Shark.
Otherwise, you get nothing like Mark just did. You live a regretful life.
Well, no need to be so negative. Okay. We all do it.
Absolutely.
guys, bizarre interaction happened the other night with myself and Ben in the shower together and our dog. It was really weird. One of our chihuahuas got involved in our shower time together. I'll tell you more about what happened, but I'd never experienced what happened to me the other night.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And we obviously have to hear about this story, Jade. You, your man and your dog in the shower.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
But there was a hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because you and your mum love showering together.
Yeah, we do.
Introduce the pets into the whole situation.
Yeah. So my husband and I, we like to have showers together. And we were in there the other night and I was actually sudding up his back with soap. It's hard to wash your back. The benefit of having a shower with somebody.
Right.
So anyway, I had the loofah and I'm scrubbing his back for him. And then I felt this brush on my leg and I thought, that's a bit odd. I didn't react. So I'm really glad I didn't freak out and jump to conclusions that there was another human in the shower with us.
A yeti or some sort?
Yeah,
a bear?
Well, we have a shower curtain, right? So I thought, oh, the shower curtain's just, flapped up and sucked onto my leg.
I love that you've had, so many different thoughts in the space of clearly a millisecond.
Yeah, and so I've turned around to, get the shower curtain off my leg, which is what I assumed had happened. And I looked down and my dog, Reuben, has actually physically jumped into the shower with us. I couldn't believe it. He just willingly jumped in.
That's weird.
I couldn't believe that he didn't axe himself. So our setup in our shower was really weird. So you actually have to physically, there's a little step that you step onto and then you step into the bath from there.
Right, right. It's a little platform next to the bath. Yeah, so it's a shower over bath type situation.
Correct.
Right.
So you step into the step and then into the bath. So he's a little chihuahua. So he's I don't know if he's done a running jump or anything, but we didn't hear the thud or anything. He's the agility master because I used to take him to agility.
Well, I was going to say maybe that's where he learned it.
Well, the best bit is, though, he's actually learned how to open the bathroom door now because it's a sliding door. So he's actually physically opened the door and then made his way into the shower with us. And I look down anyway, and he's just sitting there looking up at me with his big puppy eyes. And I was like, Ruby, what are you doing in here? And then I just picked him up, and I was like, Ben didn't believe me at first. And
Wasn't he in there with you?
Yeah, he did, but he was enjoying the shower, because the water was running on his back, because I've turned around. And then I've just this has all happened with very quick like moment, I'm going, Ruby, how'd you get in here? And then I picked him up, and then and Ben's like, what do you mean? I'm like, Ruben's in here. And he's turned around, and we're like, oh, the little man wants to have a shower with us. So I just took off his collar, and then we gave him a bath with the three of us in the shower.
Wow. I mean, that's so bizarre. My dog doesn't like to be showered.
It was weird. I've got to say, it was an odd. I've never had a dog who's physically jumped into the shower with you.
So, I mean, you enjoy showering with your mum. You enjoy showering with your husband.
And now I enjoy showering with one of my dogs.
Do you think, is there a situation where your mum will also get in that shower as well?
I wouldn't. Oh, well, not with my husband.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But, you know, it was just, I don't know if that's the norm with other people's dogs.
Sure, well, like jumping up right into the bar.
Yeah.
I mean, 13:09, if you, your partner and your pets all shower at the same time.
Do you know what song just came to mind? I think this is
from the movie Ghost with Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze.
You're both standing there naked in the shower.
Setting up his back.
I took the dog's collar off and we all had a shower together. It was beautiful. Ruby.
It's nothing sinister.
Look at me with those puppy dog eyes.
It was so cute though. It was just looking up at me and I was like, oh. And the water with the steam. As well, it was a real moment.
This is too cool.
This is the weirdest thing I've heard.
I feel uncomfortable, actually.
We did a story about a poop wall earlier.
Yeah, well.
This is still weirder.
So then last night, right, this is two nights ago. No, I said to Ruben, he made his way in, and I looked at him, and he's sitting on the bath mat. I said, Ruben, stay.
No nightly shower tonight.
You have to stay there. I was like, quick, Ben, get in.
You got to have a life, you know. Like you've got to separate your time with your man from your dogs.
No.
They don't go together.
Well, I didn't plan that, but they we'll see what happens together.
It's going to be all the time now.
Yeah.
Turn this off. A birthday lotto up next. It's worth $900 today, guys.
Oh, awesome. Going into the weekend, almost a grand. How good would that
be? Yeah, absolutely. All you need is a birthday to play. You spin the birthday balls. If your birthday comes out, you win the dosh. We are looking for which month today?
October.
October, 13:10:09. Give us a call if you want to play.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Oh, yeah, $900 free radio station money could be yours. We are looking for October babies that on 13:10:09. If your birthday comes out of the birthday ball machine that Jade's in charge of, you win the money, guys. Let's meet our contestant today, please.
Yeah, her name is Desley, is from Wallsend, and is...
Counting
down to being the grandmother. Oh, how exciting. That's due in September, is that right?
Yes. Very true, yes.
Oh, how great. $900. Would any of that money go to the granddaughter?
Probably all of it. We're not sure what she's having yet. But,
you don't know yet.
Yeah, it's my daughter that's having the baby. So they're not going to find out what she's having.
How exciting a surprise.
I like the surprise. That's great.
It'll be good. It'll be good.
Fantastic.
But it'll most likely all go towards the baby because it's quite expensive with...
Wow, yeah.
Oh, isn't it? Car seats and the prams.
All that sort of stuff. All right. Well, fingers crossed that you have a big win here.
Can I ask you out of curiosity, because I do know a lot of people now are having the baby reveals and they are, like, now it's the norm, whereas back in the day people didn't find out. Yeah. What do you do in the situation like your daughter in terms of preparing for clothes? Is she buying... still pink and blues or just still sort of gender neutral colours?
Just like your creams, your bone colours, the greys.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah.
Like the baby doesn't really care.
No, I just think it's interesting, you know what I mean? Because, all right, here we go. All right, I pulled out the 3rd of October.
No, definitely not. The 28th.
Definitely
opposite
not.
Opposite end of the month.
Yeah. No good. We're sorry about that.
Well, congratulations still. You've got an exciting few months ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, granny.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Amy Shark is not only a talented singer-songwriter.
Everybody, everybody, right for you.
but she's also now doing her bit to protect the ocean predators she shares her name with.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Amy Shark.
Yeah, that's right. All morning we are making Amy Shark calls. If you registered in the last 24 hours, we have your number. Very simple. All you need to do to win the tickets as we work our way down the list is answer your telephone with, give me front row seats to Amy Shark.
It's that simple. If you answer with hello or good morning or any of that, you get nothing. Or if your phone rings out more than four rings, you also get nothing.
Well, at this point, the first two were no good.
That's right.
So we're going to make another call now. Sarah, yeah, Creepo?
That's right. Sarah is next on the list. Good luck.
It's one of those things, you know, it's just so easy to forget, even though they all entered last night.
That's right. Let's see how we go.
Calling Sarah.
So Amy Shark's Cry Forever Tour.
No, no good.
Sarah off the list.
Who's next?
Jade Cockley.
Right. So while we call Jade Cockley, Amy Shark's Cry Forever Tour. 2021 kicks off at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre, guys, on June 11. More details and tickets at amyshark.com. If you want to go.
Are you
go
going,
along.
Jade? You buying tickets?
No.
No.
I won't be going. That's Amy a weird Shark question.
No.
No as well.
Oh, these people registered.
Doesn't matter. We'll try one more. Cheryl Dwyer. Let's
okay, good luck.
Call right
good luck.
Now.
It's very intense, isn't it?
The numbers or?
No, I mean like.
The feeling of. Will they answer or won't they?
Two rings. Three rings. Four rings. Oh, that's it. Sorry.
No good. Sorry.
Oh,
Cheryl
no.
Dwyer, no good. All right, well, we'll try again soon.
Yeah, we absolutely will.
So many people entering, very little people answering their phones.
Is it too late to enter?
No.
I mean, you got in with... You're pretty unlikely now.
Yeah, we've got the numbers.
We've got a big list of numbers already. Look, guys, a bit of a dilemma up next, and I thought I'd get your thoughts, especially on this, because both of you have siblings, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this story has just come out about this lady in the UK who she's got two kids. The daughter has just got a pretty good-paying job, making about 70 grand a year,
yeah.
But is still living at home. The son... is just started uni. Now, the mum has decided to charge the daughter $20,000 a year rent because they live in quite an expensive area and is taking the money and giving it to the son who gets to live rent-free because he's just at uni. This is the question and the debate. 13-10-09, is it okay to charge your adult kids different rents? I don't have siblings. I don't know. I want your help.
Yeah, I think it's unfair. Because, like, if you should both just be paying the same amount.
No. See, this happens in my house in the past. Well, mostly in the past. I don't know if my sister's moved down now. But long time ago, my sister and brother used to fight constantly over who paid the most board to my mum. So, like, mum would charge my brother more and my sister less.
Why was that?
I think it was just, you know, one of those things. The eldest child. That's how it's kind of always been in my house. Like, the eldest has more responsibility. And obviously, I'm not living there anymore, so it goes to him. So he has to sort of, you know, come up with that bit extra to help the household.
Now,
my sister
doesn't
getting away scot-free.
Yeah.
He hates it, but I think it's fine.
No.
It teaches you how to look after a family, you know? Like, somebody has to sacrifice.
He might not be having a family, though. Well, I think it's fair. It's about raising them both to be able to, like, chip in fairness and... They're both helping out the family.
Okay, this is the debate. Are you team Jade? It's okay to, like, it's not okay to charge different rents. Or are you team Maddie? Different people, different rents.
Okay.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
In 13-10-09, right or wrong this morning, charging siblings different amounts of rent.
Yeah, story out yesterday about this mum who's got two kids. Mm. Their ages are 21 and 20, so they're quite close in age. The daughter, who is older by 1 year, has just gotten a job earning about 70 grand a year. The son has just started uni. Now, the mum has said, look, you've got a job now to the daughter. I want 20 grand a year in rent. The son gets to pay no rent and gets money from that 20 grand to help with his uni.
That is totally fine, I think, honestly. The person making the most money or the eldest should stump up a little bit more to help the rest of the family.
That's your opinion that now, Jay. Just saying siblings things, should have a fair go at each other.
Yeah, I just think as a parent, I think you should keep things fair.
Hey, that's
they're both living. You're all living in the same house.
Yeah,
you should be spoken all charged
like a
the
true
same
younger
rent.
Sibling here. Obviously, your sister chipped in a bit more.
Never.
All got a better deal, you reckon? Well, sometimes. Look, hey,
do you know what? I had to do it. My brother now has to do it, and my sister gets off. That's just how it works in our house. But right. You know, I think it's fair.
All right, let's see what Cody thinks about this. Good morning.
Hey, Cody.
How are you going?
Yeah, good, man. So, tell us, do you think it's wrong charging siblings different rent amounts?
No, I don't. No, in our house, there were three of us. I'm the youngest of three, and Mum always took a percentage of your wage. It was 10%.
Okay.
That's
so
interesting.
So, if you made more, like I was a plumbing apprentice, my older brother was a full-fledged miner, and my sister was a receptionist. So, for me and my sister, it would be unfair because my brother was, you know, $160,000 a year.
Of course.
Yeah, right. And still living at home, which is weird.
Yeah. We're all starting out, yeah.
Hey, that's
how interesting. I've never heard it done that way before.
Percentage-wise, that kind of makes sense because, you know.
It was the only way Mum could think of to keep it fair. Different wages, different jobs, and, yeah, it worked out well for us. So.
She gets a real good cut when you all become miners.
Oh, no, she took care of us. There was Tucker and everything. It was good deal.
You know what, though? Oh, that's sweet.
That's nice. Good mama.
The real winners are the parents.
Well, yeah.
All the time.
She's done well out of that.
Kelly, hey, how are you?
Good. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Right or wrong, charging siblings different amounts for rent. Thoughts and feelings on this one?
I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. My mum and dad used to charge my brother and I different rent. Just used to go on what we were earning at the time while we were still living at home.
Did age factor in at all, Kelly?
I think it did in the beginning.
Yeah.
I remember when I first started working, like my first job when I was still at school was at Macca's. So my mum and dad used to take like a quarter of our wage. Whatever we were earning, they would take a quarter of
a
it.
A quarter?
So that's a big chunk.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's fair.
You know what, though?
Jeez.
If you're paying a mortgage or, like, rent, it's that's generally true. Maybe up to a quarter of your, like, total yearly wage. So,
that's
I mean,
exactly
it's
right.
It actually helps. I think that's a good move because it would help you, I guess, get used to losing out on that much money from your pay packet to
from
live, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, when we both moved out, it wasn't a shock as to how much, you know, bills, rent, mortgage.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the last
points turned me around. I was feeling a little bit uncomfortable about the situation. I didn't know how to feel. I was like that's a lot
school.
Of money.
Don't you get an allowance, Jade? So most of your money's taken off you. That's why you're
bills.
So bitter.
For mortgage and bills.
Well, guys, we have been trying to give away Amy Shark tickets all
morning.
You
can't give them away. Nobody's answering.
So basically, how we were giving these away is last night you had to send us DM us your mobile number, and we'll give you a call this morning, and you have to answer the phone within four rings, and you have to say, give me front row tickets to Amy Shark, because that's what we have, front row tickets. So if you registered
front row tickets
last night,
wow.
Make sure you are standing by your phone.
Front row.
And you have those...
It's right up the front.
It is right up the front.
You
made
us away.
And you have those words
Amy
ready.
Shark really well.
Wow,
give
like
me
Amy Shark.
Front
that's
row
amazing.
Tickets to
she's a big
Amy
star.
Shark.
She is.
Big star. Hey, if you want those tickets, we could be calling you any second here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Amy Shark is not only a talented singer-songwriter...
Everybody writes for you.
But she's also now doing her bit to protect the ocean predators she shares her name with.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Amy Shark.
Guys, we are giving away Amy Shark tickets. Why were you pointing at me?
Nothing, because I thought you were going to do the credit.
Oh, okay.
I was just making sure you were
going
to do that.
I was like, what? Yeah. What's going on? Is there a spider on me? So Amy Shark's
cry... There is actually, but I thought I'd leave it there.
Yeah, thanks. Amy Shark's Cry Forever Tour kicking off this 2020 at the Newcastle... Oh, sorry, 2021 kicks off at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre on June 11. More details and tickets at amyshark.com.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Everyone's pumped about it.
Lots of people registered. Nobody answering their phones this morning. Remember, you need to answer your phone today with Give Me Front Row Tickets to Amy Shuck. Let's make another call, shall we?
Here
Let's
we go. Do it.
All right. We are calling Tara this morning.
Ooh, good luck. Four rings. It's got to be the right thing to say it as well.
Okay, here we go. Calling Tara Coombs.
One. Two. Three.
Tara.
Please give me Amy Shark tickets.
Oh, yeah! You got him, Tara.
Well done.
I see what you did there, though. You waited to see if it was us before saying anything.
Or if it was a scammer.
Oh, you're going to Amy Shark. Front row tickets. All yours, Tara. All yours.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's all right, doll. You're a sweetheart. Do you love Amy Shark?
I really do. You have just put the biggest smile on my face for the whole year. Thank you so much.
Oh, Tara.
That's so sweet.
I'm taking so bad. I've got happy tears coming out.
Oh, who are you going to take with you?
No, I'm thinking about either taking my partner, if not my very best friend that I haven't seen for over a year.
Take your best friend. Leave the partner and the kids at home and go and enjoy yourself. Oh, I'm so happy you got the tickets, Tara.
Oh, that's
Tara.
Lovely.
Thank you so much, guys.
Anytime.
That's okay.
You're very welcome.
What a sweetheart.
Oh.
I love her.
So do I. What a great moment.
Man, that's a reaction that you want, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Shall we make another call? We've got one left. Let's do it.
Oh, do we have two
doubles?
We've
got two, Jake.
Yeah. Oh, I had no idea. I thought we just had one.
Let's call this guy, Jake.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
All right. Remember, four rings, and he's got to say the right words.
Okay, here we go. Calling now. Amy Shark tickets on the line. Front row seats. These are deluxe.
You get nothing. Probably on the phone. Someone maybe called him and went, hey, you're getting called.
All right, another one. Let's try Karen now.
Good luck, Karen.
Here we go.
Darling Karen.
I shouldn't say the number on it.
Absolutely.
Just in case the number you have called is not connected.
Oh no!
Wrong number. Should we try another one?
One more?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay.
Who are we calling here?
Sophie.
Can you tell
the number by the tone?
Nah, you can't.
Not at all.
Talking over it anyway.
You'd have to be a freak to be able to work that out.
Here we go, calling Sophie.
Sophie
Mitchell.
No.
No good.
Oh, well.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
105 commercial free coming up right after us with Jackson. What's on the way?
I got a bit of Jason Mraz. This is my best friend's MySpace song back in high school.
Oh, yes. I forgot you used to be able to add a song to your profile.
I know, right?
Mine was Jax Mannequin.
Really?
Oh, I have no idea who that is.
A mixtape. Good, right?
They were good, right? Yeah, nice. A bit of J-Lo.
Nice.
I feel like Jade would have this on her MySpace.
I don't mind this. I got tortured with it, though, to death back in high school because in PE we had to do an aerobics routine to it as a part of our assessment, and it's all I heard for about a month, 2 months straight.
You do aerobics as like a subject at school?
We had to like
How bizarre. I've never heard of
that. No, well, in PE, like, it was one of our assignments. Right. You had to put an aerobics routine to this song in particular. It was a nightmare because everyone had this on repeat with all their own little like boom Moods boxes around everywhere.
You should have faked a doctor's note.
Yeah.
I loved PE. The Kid Leroy.
as well.
Oh, always love good. It, of course. Guys, up next, this is your last chance to enter very special competition that could change your life here. We are partnering with EMF Fitness at Katara to change one lucky man and woman's life with a free 12-week challenge. This thing is amazing, guys. You get 3 months' access to both the Platinum and the standard EMF gym for the next 3 months. Amazing. We are getting fit together. We're going to chat more about that next at UFM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Maddie and Crevo.
And of course, we need to tell you about this incredible prize we have on offer. Us here at the show have partnered with EMF Fitness at Katara, and we are looking for one guy and one girl to compete in the 12-week challenge with us. Yeah. It's going to be fantastic.
It's a brilliant opportunity because a lot of people, they put off their fitness journey. You know, it's so easy to procrastinate and say another day, another day.
Especially in winter.
Oh, because everyone's eating winter food and staying warm at home. But this is a great way to get fit for the next season, right? And think about your future, really.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So basically how you enter on this, right, is head to the New FM Facebook page, DM us in 25 words or less, tell us why you want to change your life. We're going to announce the guy and the girl winner on Monday and then set up our first workout. It's going to be so exciting. What's so great about this as well, if you sign up to their 12-week challenge right now, you go into the draw, ladies, to win an incredible Audi.
The car,
brand spanking new.
Oh, my God.
And the guys win a Harley Davidson.
Can't get much better than I actually said to Maddie. It's just worth, signing up. Well, yeah, just signing up, like, because it's a ticket into that itself.
Well, just imagine this, right?
Mm.
You get fit, you know, and you get that body that you've wanted, and then you win one of those.
Incredible,
like,
right?
Like, imagine driving home in your brand new Audi or off on a weekend on your brand new Harley Davidson.
That'd make you feel real good, wouldn't it?
Change your life.
Yeah, your whole life, your whole year could be flipped.
Okay, we'll get to it over the weekend. Last chance entries. We are taking them now. New FM Facebook, 25 words or less. You can check out the gym as well. It's fantastic. At emfpc.com.au. Great facilities. Everything's new there. And the trainers are also fantastic.
Yeah, great group of people that are running stuff.
It's announcing brilliant. The winners on Monday here at the show, guys.
Very exciting. Up next, though, a chance at $900 going into the weekend. I've just spun the wheel. It's come up as January. If you're born in January and you want to play birthday lotto, 13-10-09. We'll do it next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The
Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, this is your chance at $900 this morning. Very simple, just be born. Congratulations, you're already eligible. We're looking for people born in the month of January for this round, though. And leading into the weekend, I want to give away the money.
It would be pretty cool. And this girl is a rally I would love, Sarah, because...
A what?
This rally, relative.
Oh, okay.
She would make an amazing rally, Sarah. So she's excited about the Sex and the City reboot because she's obsessed with the show, right?
Okay.
That's a big tick. But then she goes on to say, if Sarah wins, she promises she would go and sign her son and niece out of school and spend it all on a day out.
Yeah, that's
I
what
wish
you need.
I had a relative that would sign me out of school and take me shopping. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, where would you go shopping?
I don't know. I promised them this morning, I said, if I win, I'm going to come and sign you both out of school and we're going to go shopping for the day. And they looked at me as if to say, yeah, right. But I will, if I win it, that's what I'm going to do.
That's so cool.
Sending all the good vibes.
Yeah,
right
how
now.
Old are they, real quick?
My son's 8 and my niece is 6. She's in kinder.
This would be like a real life Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
You know
I
what's
love
fantastic
it.
As well? You only have to spend like $50 each on them for them to think it's been like this massive spree.
Yeah, just take him, give them like soft serves from McDonald's.
$500 for me, $5 for you. Here we go.
All right. You were born the month of January and I pulled out the 3rd.
No, I'm not the 3rd.
Oh, I'm sorry. breaking your son and niece's heart.
I'm sorry. Well, look, I really wanted her to get it.
So did I.
I know. Sorry, I was amped. I was going to come shopping too.
You were going to try and pretend you were a kid.
I would have tagged along.
Put me in and pay him. $925, guys, up for grabs on Monday. We've still got one more Amy Shark front row double to give away. Let's try and do it before the weekend is off.
All right.
Amy Shark is not only a talented singer-songwriter. Everybody rise for you. But she's also now doing her bit to protect the ocean predators she shares her name with.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Amy Shark.
Yeah, Amy Shark is coming to Newcastle with her Cry Forever tour. Tickets available and info at amyshark.com, guys. Now, nobody has been answering their phone this morning. Lots of people. Yeah, we have one, but most people haven't been answering. Okay, let's try another one, shall we? Let's try Ali right now.
Okay.
Live on the show. Of course, she has to answer the phone with give me front row tickets to Amy Shark.
Got four rings to do it. Fingers crossed. Come on. Come on, you can do this.
Oh, yes.
One.
It rings. That's a good start.
Two. Three.
No!
No!
Ali, it's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Unfortunately, you haven't answered correctly.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry, Ali.
Don't say sorry to us. Yeah. Sorry to yourself.
Thanks, Star. Appreciate
that. Unlucky.
Yeah. Man, we're going to be here all day doing this, aren't
we? Who are we calling now?
Let's call Morgan.
Okay.
All right, Morgan.
Dialing Morgan right now.
Your call could not be connected.
Shut up.
It's National Donut Day today too, guys.
Did you bring any donuts in?
No. Oh.
I was just having
a donut fight on the Today Show.
Big budget show that one. Can waste money on donuts.
All right, good luck, Morgan.
Morgan
switched their phone off. Let me try a couple.
Third times a charm.
Krista, let's call Krista.
Okay.
04-9-1.
Whatever the rest of the number is. Good luck, Krista.
Last one. Otherwise, we carry them over to Monday.
Okay.
Three.
Amy Shark, front row ticket.
Yes!
Yeah, you got him.
Good job, Krista.
Yes,
Amy. Woo! Congratulations, you've won those front row tickets to Amy Shark. Were you listening to everyone else? That's okay. Were you listening to everyone else not answer their phones, and you're like, please ring me?
No, I'm not listening to the radio at all.
Jeez, you got lucky.
You're the perfect listener that we want to win.
All good. Enjoy, Krista. Of course, Amy Shark coming to the Newcastle Entertainment Centre Friday, the 11th of June. Details now, amyshark.com or ticketek.com.au. Guys, there we go.
We gave them away. God, it was difficult.
Man, 105 commercial free up next.
Katy Perry.
Yay! We love Katie.
Feel Good Friday. She looks amazing on Idol, by the way. I don't know if you're watching it.
She's smoking.
I love her hairstyle changes. Like, she's killing it with
the
weaves
real
at the moment.
Old school too.
I want to see that
old
now.
Old school Katy Perry.
You guys are talking about it.
The Biebs in there as well.
Mike Posner.
Yeah, casting it back. Cooler than me.
Casting it back like a fisherman there. I like that.
I guess.
It's different. Everyone says, I'm throwing it back now.
Casting it back. Casting it back. Yeah,
see,
it is.
I've just Googled the Katy Perry hairstyles of Idol.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable. Hey, she does look good, though. You're right. Amazing.
Have a great weekend, guys. We'll see you Monday. Bye.
Bye.